Good morning. It's August 25th. Welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. And today's title is On Tap. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot, so then, because you are lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I vomit you out of my mouth. Revelations 3:15. I was standing at the kitchen sink this morning at 5:30 a.m., filling the bucket with water to replace the evaporative loss of just 2 days from the corner fish tank in the living room. I tested the water with my finger, and it was ice cold, so I moved the lever a bit and tested again until it was lukewarm. Just about right for fish. I recall thinking how easy it was to go from cold to lukewarm to hot, with just the touch of a lever. So what on earth does Christ mean in his letter transcribed by John to the Laodicean church, recorded in the 3rd chapter of Revelation? What's wrong with lukewarm church? Is Christ criticizing spiritual weakness? If so, why would he say he would rather they were hot or cold? A little background's helpful here. You can read this as Jesus telling them they need to be fully on board, or their contribution is less valuable. But there's more to it than that. In the ancient Roman province of Asia, modern-day Turkey, the town of Laodicea was literally a suburb of Colossae, some 16 miles distant. Just to the south was another large town called Hierapolis, which was famous for its healing hot springs. The water in Colossae was from deep natural caverns and was ice cold. So while the water in the springs of Hierapolis was hot and excellent for bathing, the water in Colossae was cold and good for drinking. But Laodicea had no natural water source of its own. The water in Laodicea was piped in via aqueducts from both Colossae and Hierapolis. And by the time it reached the town and mixed in its cisterns, it was lukewarm. It was good for neither drinking nor bathing, and this was Christ's point. The Laodicean church was really good for nothing, because they were doing no good works at all. Jesus wasn't criticizing the Laodiceans for a lack of enthusiasm. We're all human. We can't be enthusiastic all the time. But we are to do some good works. And when we do, we are to work as though it were for the Lord. Colossians 3:23. We can at least be reliable. The cold water was always good for drinking. And the hot water was always good for bathing. But the lukewarm water was good for nothing. That means if you volunteer for a service organization, show up. If you tithe, that means tithing, not something close. If you feed the poor, feed them every time you're scheduled, not just when you feel like it. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Colossians 3:23. Dear Heavenly Father, forgive us for our inaction. As James noted, faith without works is dead. How can we tell others of our love for Christ and then not do what he commands? Lord, keep us from being lukewarm. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.